Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vanderpook. A national perspective this morning on homelessness.
Yes, that's what we're going to get. And good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
We're going to talk a little bit about the view from well over there, the view from Washington. Now, if there's one thing you know that we've learned about solutions to homelessness, it's that they're mitigated by the specific needs of the different faces. Veterans, the mentally ill and substance addicted, families and youth are just a few of the subpopulations that Strategies to End Homelessness target. Later on in the program, we'll look at the population we haven't talked much about yet, homelessness among youth and families. And as we continue our series on homelessness from the outside in, first, we're going to get a perspective from the Washington, D.C.-based policy and advocacy group, the National Alliance to End Homelessness. The nonpartisan organization provides data and research to policymakers and elected officials. Executive Director Nan Roman is on the line with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being able to make us a part of your day. Your organization analyzes current homelessness policy and develops cost-effective policy solutions. And from your work across all the sectors, public, private, nonprofit, how do you assess Hawaii's island-to-island strategies to counter homelessness?
Well, I don't know that I'm an expert on all the strategies that are going on in Hawaii, but I would say from looking at the data that Hawaii's problem is growing, whereas nationally we've been reducing the number of homeless people. So there could be a lot of reasons for that, but one of them may be that perhaps the best practices are not being employed there or employed there across the islands.
What best practices would you specifically cite?
Well, I think what we know works to end homelessness is really to get people into housing quickly and to take a housing first philosophy or approach. That is not assuming that people who have difficulties are going to easily be able to solve their difficulties while they're homeless, and really that it makes more sense to help them get into housing faster and then help them address their problems. So that plays out differently for different populations, as you raised in your earlier remarks. You know, for families or single people who are really homeless for economic reasons, that's probably short-term rental assistance to get back into housing and then linked with services. And for people who are disabled or chronically homeless, it's a little bit more of the stereotype. Also moving them quickly into permanent supportive housing, so housing with services, and helping them address their problems once they're there. I think what doesn't work usually is thinking that people are going to be able to solve their problems while they're homeless.
We've been talking to mayors across Hawaii. Yesterday we spoke with Maui Mayor Alan Arakawa, who said that you can't go into just housing people first, that you need to give them services and that they couldn't be able to sustain being in housing by themselves, that they really need to have the services first. That's a very different story from what we're hearing from other mayors. Is it making the situation in Hawaii more frustrated by not having all counties aligned?
Well, I can't speak to the particular challenges of Hawaii, but certainly I would imagine it's better to have a common approach. I'd have to disagree with the mayor. It's not that people who are homeless might not need some services to help them resolve their crisis that caused them to become homeless, to address trauma, you know, to deal with immediate problems. They do need some services to do that. But I think that expecting that once, it's sort of intuitive, I guess, that when people have housing or a place to live, they're going to be able to do better in addressing the problems that they have.
And that doesn't happen when people are in tent cities.
It definitely doesn't happen when people are in tent cities. I mean, people in tent cities often come up with strategies to try to help themselves and to survive. Those aren't always the most useful strategies, and they're not necessarily strategies that help them when they return to housing. Tent cities really are not places where people should be living.
We talked yesterday also with the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness Coordinator for the region. That includes Hawaii. Katie Miller said that she really felt that community should be working with urgency. Those were her words. At the federal policy level, do you see Congress and the Obama administration working with urgency on homelessness?
I think we're working with urgency. We see a lot of work with urgency, on particularly on certain subpopulations. So veterans, for example, there's the federal goal of ending veteran homelessness by the end of the year, and there's a lot of urgency there. And both Congress and the administration have put resources on the table and are really pushing hard on communities, and communities are also working with urgency. So I think in that area, yes. And less so in some of the other areas, chronic homelessness, the general families, for example. There's been a little more attention to youth lately, but I wouldn't say that that's being attacked with urgency on the whole, because we're not getting additional resources. So different, you know, a little bit different story for different populations. But I think when you're looking at it from the perspective of a local jurisdiction or a state, the sense of urgency is much more important there, and it has much more effect, because you're really looking at people's lives. And people who are living outside, especially because they tend to be more likely to have disabilities, just really not acceptable. Youth who are outside are in tremendous danger. And so these problems become much more urgent.
This week, there have been some alerts from community agencies over the Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Bill, which, among other things, also funds the Community Development Block Grant Formula Program and the Home Investment Partnerships Program. Is there a real threat in the Senate Committee on Appropriations to that funding?
There are definitely threats to to both of those programs in the congressional appropriations process, yes. Their funding levels are proposed to be low. All of the funding levels are low for the housing programs because of previous sequestration agreements that need to be changed. So really don't have enough money in the bill to meet the needs of people. We don't have enough money even the best of times to meet the needs of people, but this is even worse.
So what might you project from that?
Well, I think if we end up with these low numbers, there are going to be a lot of difficulties locally because, you know, housing affordability, notwithstanding that people have people who are homeless have other kinds of problems, mental health problems, substance abuse problems, and many other physical health problems, but really housing is the driver in homelessness. If people are housed, they may still have problems, but they're not homeless anymore. And what's really driving the issue is housing affordability questions, and that basically people just don't make enough money to pay for housing, and the gap between what poor people make and what housing costs is just growing. And I know that's an extremely acute problem in Hawaii. And these programs, CDBG and particularly HOME, are a kind of a mortar to the other housing programs and capital investments that are made in affordable housing. They're very necessary to get that housing built. We're net losing supply of affordable housing in the country. They're one of the only federal initiatives, not the only, but one of them that makes these affordable housing deals work, and they're on the chopping block.
Nan Roman, I wish we had more time to talk, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nan Roman is president and CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness. It's a public education, advocacy, and capacity-building organization. The alliance identified and promoted innovative strategies for ending homelessness, many of which have been adopted by communities across the country.